next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. Gophers are 0-1 in conference play and 3-2 overall. Minnesota visits Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kick on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Sure. We're coming off a very tough loss to a very good football team. Northwestern, really dominated us during the course of the day, and I was very impressed with them and certainly the defensive side of the ball. And so we're trying to rebound off that, and we've got to get some things fixed. And, we're playing good defense for the most part, but we got to improve in some areas in the kicking game and offensively. And so we're busy doing that at this point in time and looking forward to trying to get the bad taste out of our mouth. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for those questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've prepared your scouting reports for the team for this week for your game against Purdue, what have you seen so far, and what are you kind of expecting when those two teams meet on the field on Saturday?
Well, from an offensive standpoint, they have an excellent offensive coordinator who we're very impressed with. Their offense gave us problems from the defensive side of the ball a year ago. He's doing still a lot of the same things. He's always going to have a surprise for you, and he's got some very good athletes, doing it. So we expect that from the offensive side. Defensively, they're going to be a team that's going to play, a 4-3, some under front. They played last week extremely well against Michigan State, and we know how good Michigan State is. So, I think it's a dogfight each week in the Big Ten, and we'll have our work we'll have our workout for us, because and we're also going on the road again. So we're going to have to get a lot better than we were a week ago.
Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what excites you about Demaryius Croft, and how do you think you might be able to use him?
Well, I'm not, right. As we're working on the game plan, and I'm not sure about what we'll do or how we'll handle all that. And we'll kind of determine that through the week. But, Demaryius certainly a good athlete, can run well. He's got a quick release. He's got an outstanding future. He's still learning reads and progressions and things of that nature. But, we need to, like everybody, we need to have after Ohio State and what they went through a year ago, you better have some guys ready. And in the situation we were in, playing Northwestern, we felt like it was a time to get him some time and see what he could do.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Joe Christensen from Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Jerry. When we talked to you on Sunday, you were talking about how you're trying to decide how to approach the team that afternoon, whether to, start to run them real hard or watch the video, burn the video. What ultimately did you guys decide on how to start approaching this week?
Well, I sent the defense to Coach Clay's, and then offensively, instead of meeting, as positions like, you usually do, is that I met with the whole offensive team, offensive coaches, and we sat down in the staff room and all together, and we went through play by play, position by position, and instead of going out to practice, and I thought it went well. I think everybody understands that, one or two people can make a difference in a play, and understanding the whole scheme and the whole what you're trying to do and why everybody's so important in what you're, doing. So I thought it was a good session. We had our coaches in there. We had our players in there. And, I thought it went very well. So we'll see this week if it went very well. It also gives our young players, where we're struggling with some injuries and things of that nature, give some of our younger players a feel for how important it is to do all the things that we're asking them to do when we're coaching them.
Thank you.
You bet.
And our next question comes in the line of Lee Barfnick from Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Jerry, I was just kind of doing a bigger picture thing on injuries. You guys played a game, I think, where you had 7 starters out. Nebraska's had 2 games where they've had at least 5 starters out. Northwestern had a game where they had 4 starters leave the game. You know, TCU's had their 7 guys on defense out. Have you ever seen anything like this or any theories as to why there's been so many injuries and a lot of high-profile guys getting hurt?
Yeah, I wish I did, because this is like us in offensive line right now. You know, we got some guys playing that are, you know, that are beat up also. And,
right.
You know, so it's one of those things where, no, I've never seen anything like it. And it's, it is hard, really, in the offensive line and in the secondary. And, no, I haven't. I've never seen so many. I don't know if it's because kids are getting bigger, stronger, and faster, or if just, you know, or if it's just one of those years. I have no idea.
Well, when you get multiple injuries at one position group, is that really the killer?
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think certainly an offensive line, because you're only as good as you are up front. And there's so much communication. And the tough thing is, you know, say you want to play a freshman, you know, it's hard to play offensive line as a freshman. It's darn near impossible. And, you know, you can do it with a receiver or something like that. But an offensive line, there's so much going on. So when that position gets hit and you got a lot of veterans, you know, and they're beat up, you know, you got to change the way you practice. You got to do a lot of things to make it work.
Yeah. So appreciate you, Jerry. Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.